You are now listening to the Random Rambles of Jay.
21.
I've got an announcement to make. Due to the recession that we've had to endure over the past year, I'm really sad to announce that Father Christmas has had to stop delivering presents to kids for free and has to now resort to being a pimp. Okay, elves, calm down. To fund this new system, obviously, it means that Father Christmas is going to have to also resort to prostitution. And with you elves being on his payroll and working for him, that makes you all Santa's bitches. We're gonna have a really busy year this year, and just to let you know, it's not your hands that you need to get full, it's your mouths. Okay? So you may want to get some knee pads and a neck brace because you're gonna be giving it some. Okay? Okay, that's all I've got to say. Merry Christmas!
You are currently listening to the Random Rambles of Jay for the week beginning December 28. Yo bitches, it's me! Is it appropriate for me to still wish you all a Merry Christmas? Oh, screw it, I think it is. The thing I always say about Christmas is stretch it out from the 25th December right through into New Year's. So, sod it, Merry Christmas, even though this podcast comes after Christmas. I had this all planned out, believe it or not. I was like, alright, I'm going to record a podcast in time for Christmas. I'm going to put it out on Christmas Eve, if not Christmas Day, and hop on my laptop to record my podcast. It won't load. And what happens when I try to resort to twiddling away and recording on my PC? My PC buggers up as well. Yay! I guess that was my Christmas present for this year. I was so pissed. I was so pissed off. It was like every which way I was turning to try and get this podcast done, every plan B and plan C, it just fell to pieces. I have to apologize in advance if this podcast features a great deal more pops, clicks and voice distortions than normal. I'm currently recording this podcast on my laptop and I think my sound card is completely buggered. So, I blame my mum. I really do blame my mum. She sent me a text like, oh son, can I borrow your laptop? I was really reluctant to, because I thought to myself, I know she's going to do something to mess it up. But I was like, okay. I said, just be careful when you're using it because there's no antivirus software on the laptop because I don't really use it to go online. I barely use it at all. So, I didn't see the need to put antivirus software on there. Days later, she gives me back the laptop. I try to boot it up. Nothing but problems. And so I have this feeling that I'm going to have to reinstall Windows and everything else on it, which I'm not that fussed about doing really because there isn't a great deal on my laptop anyway. So at least it's not my PC because that would have been a much more arduous task. But like I said, I do apologise if this podcast features a lot more pops, crackles and vocal distortions than normal. I think my sound card has been completely buggered and you can blame my mum for that. And my PC is not much better. I'm having problems with everything right now. This is turning out to be a really sucky holiday for me. So on that note, I'm going to jump right into details about my Christmas and things that have occurred in my life over the past couple of weeks in the appropriately titled segment of my podcasts that I call In My Life. Could it honestly be called anything else? Yeah, it could, but what the heck, I like In My Life, so here we go. It's my life. Don't you forget. Count it the so, what has been the dealio with me and my Christmas and my run-up to Christmas? Well, in a surprise event, or what I found surprising, a week ago it snowed. It actually snowed. And I'm quite ashamed to admit that I don't watch the news or check the weather forecasts as often as I probably should. So the snow was a complete surprise to me. But a week ago it actually snowed really badly. And I didn't think for a second that the snow would have stuck around until Christmas Day. But as the days went on and the weather stayed cold and it didn't rain, I was like, wow, we may actually have a white Christmas this year. But Christmas Eve, the temperatures decided to rise by a degree or two and it rained. And it washed all the snow away and melted what existing snow there was on the road. So Christmas Eve, we got denied a white Christmas. The rain is a bastard. The rain really is. So that kind of sucked. It would have been nice to have had a white Christmas. I can only remember having one. I can't remember which year it was or even how old I was, but I do recall having at least one white Christmas, and it was a great Christmas. I mean, obviously, when you're a kid and you wake up on Christmas Day and you open the curtains and it's snowing outside, you could imagine how ecstatic you'd feel. So I remember that feeling of, oh my God, it's a white Christmas, but I can't remember exactly when it was. I could be lying. I could just be making it up. Yeah, I'm slightly pessimistic when it comes to white Christmases, because a white Christmas for me would be Christmas Day, the snow is actually falling, or even on Christmas Eve, the snow's falling. That's a white Christmas to me. But this thing we had going on up and down the UK, it was like week-old snow that was slushed and brown in the road. And it was kind of like, it would have been a white Christmas, but it would have been a bit of a dirty, gangster, ghetto white Christmas. Because it was... it
Break.
Why, hello, listeners. We got some news for you today. It's gonna snow. Yes, this year we are going to have a white Christmas. So if you plan on making a journey or heading out, make sure that you wrap up warm. And if you're at home, make sure you make yourself a nice hot cup of cocoa and you sit by the fire of the Santa Claus.
At home, dreaming of the white Christmas all alone, hoping that Santa will bring me a 3G iPhone. I'm nothing good this year, ain't expecting no cold. He won't do me like that, Santa Claus ain't cold. And in the full spirit of the Christmas cheer, I am requesting Santa to make it snow
this year.
Let's do this Christmas 2009 in the hazy mind, make it snow, turn the sky freezy, make it snow.
Ho, ho, ho.
If you want it like I do, let the Santa make it snow. Make it snow.
Ho, ho, ho.
Check me out.
One, two.
When my Christmas snow, make it snow.
Ho, 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 ho.
We can make our snow angels, then we'll take it right down to the floor.
Black Mac on the track. It's been long, but I'm back. Like Santa with a load of goodies all up in my sack. From January rocking to November, all my knockers make it rain. But in December, we switch a little change. We make it snow, then freeze, cause we like that ice. Hey, you gone through Christmas, nigga, then you gotta do it right. Hell, the crippin' don't stop, we can't step it, don't stop. And my nearest Santa Claus better not cop block, make it snow.
Ho, ho, ho. If you want it like I do, let the Santa know, make it snow.
Ho, ho, ho.
Check me out.
One, two.
When my Christmas blow, make it snow.
Ho, ho, ho.
cast no angels, then we'll take it back down to the floor.
I have absolutely no idea what that just meant, but surely you must get what I mean. It wouldn't have been a picturesque white Christmas if it was just weak old snow that was lying around on the roads and the rooftops. It would have been, for me, a really nice classic white Christmas would have been if on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, the snow was actually falling. That would have been great. To be honest, most of the snow that was out over the past couple of days, or the couple of days before Christmas, it was iced over. And snow is nice when it's snow, but it's shit when it's ice. The amount of times I was gangster slipping all over the place, it just wasn't funny. It would always happen to me when I was in a car park. There was one evening I went to Asda and I was walking across the car park. I only went and slipped. I didn't fall down on the floor, but the slip was so bad and I'm tall. So I had arms and limbs. I just had limbs flying akimbo, and this would had to have happened in front of a guy who was sitting in his car with his lights on full beam. And I was so embarrassed. And I think I took out my phone to try and style it out like I was texting somebody. I couldn't speed walk away, otherwise I would have slipped again. It was so embarrassing. And that happened to me so many times. I'd be walking, making my way to work in the morning, I'd slip. Thankfully, I never did drop on the floor. That would have been absolutely humiliating. But ice is crap, and I think that's what kind of took away the whole white Christmas vibe, because the snow doesn't actually cause that much of a problem, because you can drive through snow when it's just soft snow and you can walk in it without falling over. It's not a problem. And also, when it snows, it's never freezing cold. I mean, it can't be, because the climate has to be of a certain temperature for it to snow, and it can't be too cold. So I actually don't think the snow creates that much of a problem. It's the following days or the days after when it starts to get really cold and the snow turns into ice, because driving on the roads in ice is a nightmare. So I'm driving home and I was about to turn into my road. Usually I can turn into this road without braking if I'm going slow enough. But because there were cars parked on either side of this road I needed to turn into, and because of the snow, I thought to myself, I'm going to have to brake. What happens when I brake? My car drifts right out into the middle of the road and I went straight into the curb. And the whole time it was happening, I thought to myself, oh my God, because my car was going slow, but it was going fast enough and had enough force behind it that it would have put me up on the curb. And there was a wall and a set of railings up on this curb. And I was thinking, oh my God, the whole front of my car is going to get crushed into this wall. But lucky for me, my car stopped right at the curb. And the part of the curb that I stopped in, it was sloped. It was a part of the curb where if you've got a pram, a pushchair or a wheelchair, you can go up. So lucky for me, the front of my car, my bumper, didn't get cracked or smashed. Because the bumper on my car goes down so low that it's very easy for it to get caught on curbs. So I was very lucky. Snow doesn't cause as much of a problem as the ice. Though you could say, well, the snow is responsible for the ice, but that's all science. So we got denied a white Christmas and had to deal with lots of ice, which completely cop-blocked any attempt I made to go out and do some last-minute Christmas shopping, grocery shopping. I didn't even get to have a turkey this year. I love turkey. I really do love turkey. But I wasn't crying over it. I just think the thing is with turkey is that I tend not to buy it too early, because I've got such little space in my freezer at home. So I can't buy the turkey too early because I've got nowhere to put it and keep it frozen. And I usually end up going out and buying a turkey either the day before Christmas Eve, like Christmas Eve Eve, or I end up buying one on Christmas Eve Eve Eve. So I can actually leave the turkey out to defrost, and then we can start to season it and then cook it. And Christmas Eve Eve went out to buy a turkey, and the thing is, the roads were so bad that I never managed to get to a supermarket until 11 at night, and all the turkeys were gone. There were only little turkeys that looked like chickens. I mean, these turkeys were really small. You could tell that these small little turkeys were little diseased turkeys that they just thought, oh, sod it, we might as well try and sell it to someone. Some poor bugger will buy it. I didn't, and I don't think anybody else did neither, because these turkeys were all that were left in the supermarket. The chilled section where these turkeys were, they were stocked full with these stupid little diseased turkeys. So I'm glad I wasn't the only one being a turkey snob. But I just couldn't find turkeys anywhere. So I had to settle for chicken this year and a whole feast of my speech is turning to shit. I had to settle for a whole feast of other food. There we go. But I still managed to get my Christmas grub on. I've been wolfing down mince pies like no one's business. I think I've eaten enough ice cream now to the point where I feel it flowing through my veins. My cholesterol level must be through the roof. I mean, I was sitting down watching episodes of Friends and I was getting pains in my heart. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack on Christmas Day. That's another thing I didn't even mention to you. I'm actually recording this on Christmas Day. Yay! But yeah, I was sitting watching episodes of Friends on E4. My heart was hurting. I was like, oh my God, don't let me have a heart attack on Christmas Day. That's the last thing I need. So I've been pigging out. That's all I've been doing Christmas Day is eating food. Eating, eating, eating. You know, gluttony is a sin. I'm going to be going to hell for the amount of eating I've been doing today. But hey, ho, ho, ho. And that's really been it for the past 2 weeks. What else has happened that I can implore with you? Excuse me, this is my I'm thinking of something to say music. No, I can't think of anything. Really can't think of anything. 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 Come on, Jay. TH is thing, thing. Yeah, I think them mince pies are getting to my head now. Shitting up my brain. Really messing up my brain. I've eaten way too much. My brain. My poor brain and my heart. So Christmas has been a pretty slow, lax day. But it's nice to have had the time off of work and to just have the opportunity to just loaf and do nothing. This is something I'm going to have to mention to you. I sat and played Resident Evil 5 Mercenaries a couple of hours ago. I'm actually really surprised at the amount of people that were online playing the Mercenaries or on Xbox Live full stop. I thought to myself, I'm going to look really sad. I'm probably going to be the only person on Xbox Live on Christmas. No. Near enough, every single one of my friends was on Xbox Live. Went on to Resident Evil 5, The Mercenaries. There's usually very few people playing The Mercenaries. The list was chock-a-block full of people playing it. I hopped on a game with this English dude. I think he'd only got an Xbox 360 today. And he was like, oh, Merry Christmas, mate. I was like, yeah, Merry Christmas. And we had a good natter. And he was my best friend up until I kept getting killed. And then he went silent and disconnected from the game. Yes, I got killed in Mercenaries. Mr. Double S's ain't a damn thing. It was. I'll tell you what it was. I picked Sheva on the mine stage. I don't know why, because I'm not good with her on the mines. Because as soon as the Reapers come out, my game plan falls to shit. So, yeah, on that note, I'll just say my Christmas was spent loafing, eating sweets, eating lots of roast potatoes, lots of chicken, lots of mince pies, lots of ice cream. And I think I may actually hit some rum tonight. Oh God, I don't really like rum. I don't really like the taste of much alcohol in general, but I still drink it. Oh, do you know what I just thought of? Mince pies, ice cream and rum. Yeah, I think I'm going to go for some of that right now. I'll catch you later.
You are now tuned into the Random Rambles of Jay.
Another lady in the J-pop world who I am a huge fan of, aside from Hikaru Utada, is a lady who goes by the name of Crystal K. I am in absolute love with this girl. I think she's amazing. if I was to invite her to my parents' house for dinner, I would blindside the hell out of her and announce to my parents that we are getting married and we are in love and we will be moving in together and shock the hell out of Crystal. She'd be sitting there thinking, what the hell? He hasn't told me this. I don't care, bitch.
I love you.
And a few months ago, she released a song, and I didn't really like the song when I first heard it. I thought to myself, this sounds like shit. The song didn't really click with me, I guess because leading up to this point where she'd released this song, her singles were always brilliant. Whenever Crystal K would release a song, I'd always like it instantly, and this particular song, it took me a while to get into it, and my main problem with it was always that it sounds too much like a Christmas song and it's not a Christmas song at all. But funnily enough, as Christmas was approaching this year, I found myself playing this song quite a bit, and it just has this really nice festive vibe to it. Crystal sounds great on it, the production on the song's really nice, and it is just a nice song. It eludes me why Crystal K didn't release it as a holiday single, because it has that vibe. It probably would have done better if she'd released it for the holidays. So I'm going to share this song with you. I mean, she didn't tag it as a Christmas song, but there's no reason why we can't, because you'll understand when you listen to it. It sounds very, very Christmassy. So I present to you Crystal K featuring Konami of Chemistry, and this song is titled After Love, First Boyfriend. Enjoy.
Now playing on Random J Radio.
Crystal K featuring Konami of Chemistry. After Love, First Boyfriend.
Now playing Random J Radio.
Merry Christmas.
Kiss.
What does Christmas mean to you? I mean, obviously you have the canon, the biblical definition of Christmas, but I don't think it's wrong for me to say that the true definition of Christmas, as per the Bible, tends to get left by the wayside and has been forgotten by many of us. For me, Christmas wasn't always about the true meaning concerning Jesus, and I'm a little ashamed to admit that. Growing up, Christmas is all about the festivities, which involve pretty much you getting your presents. That's all I cared about growing up about Christmas. It was just, I want my damn presents. Sod everything else. And then as I got older, it was spending time with my family. And then it was more about the food. And then it was just being able to have time off. And then I went for a really weird period where I just didn't care about Christmas. It meant nothing to me at all. You know, whenever people would ask me about Christmas, it's like drawing blanks. I mean, my spirit of Christmas was so low and so non-existent that I was like the real life Grinch. I had the power to snatch that Christmas love away from you like that. I remember there was one year where someone at work was asking me about Christmas related stuff and I shot the conversation dead.
So, do you have any plans for Christmas?
No.
No, have you done all of your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
So where are you going to be spending Christmas? At home or are you going to a relative?
Home. That's what I used to be like. It wasn't intentional. It was just, I just hated when people were in my face about Christmas. I felt like saying, take your Christmas and shove it up your ass. I don't care. Really don't care. This woman at work brought it on herself because from she asked me, have you got any plans for Christmas? And she heard no. And my face was as blank as a fresh piece of paper. She should have known, but she kept asking questions and I kept answering them with my deadpan tone and my one-word answers. And I shot her Christmas spirit down. I shot it right down. And I think I headshot a lot of people's Christmas spirit that year. There was her, and then there was someone else, and there was this guy that I at work that I really couldn't stand. And he was actually surprisingly, guys tend not to gush over Christmas and go, "Whoa, Christmas, Christmas." But this guy did, and I didn't like him anyway. So I thought, you know what? I'm actually going to put effort into headshotting your Christmas spirit. So when he asked me questions, I was like, nope, nope. And I think I actually might have walked off whilst he asked me one question about Christmas. Yeah, I was a real bastard. That's not nice, is it? It really isn't. I can be such an arsehole, but this year, I wouldn't say I was all, yay, Christmas spirit, woo, deck me in holly like the halls, but I think my enjoyment from Christmas this year came from seeing and knowing that other people would be enjoying Christmas and seeing them get excited about it. I loved when it snowed last week. There were so many kids out making snowmen. You really got that feeling of Christmas cheer, seeing the kids and how excited they were that it was snowing and that they were looking forward to Christmas. I love it when I'm in a shop and there are couples and you can tell they're buying Christmas presents for one another and they've got that glazed look of ridiculously innate love in their eyes. And my favourite thing is also Christmas decorations or house decorations. A lot of people near where I live have gone mad with their Christmas decorations. There is actually one house near me which looks like, I shudder to think how much their electric bill must come to, because there are so many lights. So many lights. You can see it a mile off. And the lights are so tacky. Tacky. They look ghetto. But I love it. They've got like life-size soldier, like the London soldier with the red uniform, the sash belt and the tall black hat, all in lights. A life-size Santa Claus, all in lights. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, all in lights, with like a big red nose that looks like that police siren from Naked Gun on top of the car. This house has just gone mad. I really wanted to take a picture of it, but I didn't want to I didn't want to cross that threshold. I mean, I wouldn't like it if someone took a picture of my house and posted it on a blog. So I thought I'd respect them on that occasion. I could have actually asked them if I could have taken a picture, and I doubt they would have minded. Their house was just a spectacle, and the lights are so garish and loud, but I love it. The tackier the Christmas lights, the better. And that's been my thing this year, I think. Whenever I see a house and it's got lots of lights, nasty looking lights, I drive really slow past it and I'm looking to the side, not paying attention to the road, like, wow. So that's been my thing this year. But Christmas has different meanings to different people, and I think my take on Christmas now is that I'm not saying that you should completely forget the true meaning of Christmas, but at the same time, I don't think your Christmas should be defined by what's written in a book. I'm not trying to dismiss what the Bible says and diminish faith that true Christians have, but I think Christmas should be what you want it to be. So if Christmas for you is all about having the family get together, then have Christmas mean that to you, a time when you can actually sit down with your family all around the table in the living room and have a really nice time and catch up. If Christmas for you is purely all about a commercial thing where you just buy lots of presents and that is all, and that is the center of your Christmas, then fine, have your Christmas be all about the presents. If Christmas for you is about taking time to just chill, relax and have some you time, just doing silly little things that make you happy, then have Christmas be about that. And that's a realization I've come to as I've gotten older, and the realization that I'm at now is that Christmas should be about what you want it to be. In a lot of people's minds, there's this kind of template or this set of rules and regulations of what Christmas is, and they feel they have to live by that and have the day be about that. And it shouldn't. Christmas should be what you want it to be, because if you're celebrating Christmas in the way that you want to and it's from the heart, then you're going to have a really nice Christmas day. But if you're trying to kind of pander to this commercialized stereotype of what Christmas could be and it holds no meaning to you, then Christmas is going to feel empty to you. And I think that's how I was feeling in the past, that it was like I kind of lost touch of what Christmas was, because nothing that I was doing or even certain family members of mine were doing, it was never from the heart. Whereas this year, I think this year for me it has been, because I've realized Christmas is what I want it to be, and I don't want it to be about me being broke, buying presents for people who don't buy me anything back or send me so much as a card. I'm not going to have Christmas be about me running around supermarkets trying to buy shitloads of food that I'm not going to eat and is going to go to waste. Christmas for me this year was much more sentimental and low-key. On Christmas Eve, I spent it all with my grandmother, and we sat in the living room and we talked until like 2 a.m. about our family and past Christmases and just general chit-chat stuff. And I loved that. I really loved that. And I sent her a really nice card and got her some nice flowers. She sent me a card and got me some underwear and some socks, which I really did need. And that was enough for me. Everything else on top of that was a bonus. So I think Christmas means different things to different people, and you shouldn't be afraid, or you shouldn't feel afraid or feel stupid for going against the grain. Christmas should be what it means to you. Christmas Day and the Christmas holiday should be from the heart. Whatever makes your heart feel warm, whatever makes you feel good, whatever makes Christmas feel memorable and nice to you, that's what Christmas should be about. Don't let anybody else tell you what Christmas should mean to you, because you should know that. And as long as you know that, you understand that, and you uphold that, then Christmas is all good. If you like what you hear and you would like to stay alerted of when new podcasts of mine drop, you can subscribe to Feeds of Mine at www.therandomramblesofj.blogspot.com, or the most popular choice and probably the easiest, iTunes. If you search iTunes for The Random Rambles of J, I will be the one and only podcast which pops up. So I think you should subscribe.
And now, a Japan story from the Chronicles of Jay in Japan.
When I was in Japan, the country was slowly preparing itself for Christmas. And I remember being in such envy, thinking to myself, I really wish I had the opportunity to spend the Christmas here. It would be so nice. Japan obviously prepares for Christmas in the same way that everywhere else does. Lots of lights go up in the streets. You've got Christmas trees that get put up. And one of the first signs that Japan was readying itself for Christmas was when my friends and I went to the Umeda Sky Building, which is a tourist attraction in Osaka. For the full lowdown on this particular place, Google it, or alternatively you can check out my blog. I did a really big post on it and my experiences there. And there was a huge tree, and you could tell that the decorations for the tree hadn't been completed yet, but the tree was enough of a spectacle that it took you aback. And they had Santa's grottos dotted around and giant oversized presents at the base of the tree. It was really, really nice. And I remember just standing there looking up like, wow, that looks awesome. And just to make the scene even more picturesque, there was this really cool fountain just to the left of it. And there are lights that shine on the water, so it looks as though the water's spraying out different colours. And the colours keep changing, so you've got these pink, blue, green, violet, orange lights shining on the water. And then you've got this Christmas tree that's adorned in lights and decorations, and these presents and these Santa grottos dotted around. It looked amazing. And it was from then I thought to myself, oh my God, I would love to spend Christmas in Japan just once, just to see how Japan gets down for the Christmas holiday. And it seemed that every place that we went to, there was some hint of Christmas in the air. Like, for example, when we went to Akihabara, there were lots of blow-up snowmen outside shops. There were Christmas trees in shop windows. There were decorations. When we went to Ginza, there were lots of Christmas lights in the street. There was a huge Christmas tree out on the street. Lots of shops had merchandised their shops in a very Christmassy fashion. When we went to Harajuku, there was a huge Christmas tree there. Decorations in the streets. And Japan doesn't know how to do things by halves. So as you could imagine, every single example of Christmas in the street, it was always a spectacle. It was always something that stood out. And it was always something that made you kind of just stand almost mesmerized, thinking, wow, that looks so awesome. And so that made me feel a little sad, because I kept seeing all these examples of Christmas and thinking, oh my God, I really would love to spend Christmas here. The whole time that my friends and I were in Japan, it was almost like we were seeing the transition into Christmas. When we arrived in Japan, there wasn't a Christmas decoration or a Christmas tree in sight. And then each and every day we started to wander out and check out the sights. It seemed there were more trees, more decorations, more Christmas lights. Shops were starting to play their Christmas CDs already. And that made it all the more awesome, because it made us aware, God, Christmas is around the corner. And it also showed us that Japan does Christmas just like anywhere else does. And you really did feel it in the air when you was in Japan. It's difficult to describe. It really is difficult to describe, because Japan is such a bright, magical-like place. That sounds so corny, but it's true. Japan is so bright in your face and such a really nice, magical place anyway. So if you match the night lights and the neon signs with the Christmas lights and the Christmas decorations and the Christmas trees, you could imagine how that feels when you're walking around and how brilliant the streets look. It really is amazing. I wish I took more pictures of the whole Christmas lights, but being out and about in Japan, it was such an overload on the senses. It was almost like there were so many things to take pictures of. I was just like, oh, I don't know what to snap. But that's definitely something that's on my wish list. is to spend a Christmas in Japan, because I bet Japan does Christmas really, really good and really, really big. And there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that it would definitely be a Christmas I'd remember forever. I'm not sure about you, but 2009 for me hasn't been the best year. It's been memorable. It's going to be a memorable year, but I think for all the wrong reasons. I had certain things occur and transpire in my life that I kind of wish hadn't happened at all. And I kind of don't want this to be a regular occurrence for me. 2010 is going to be the year where hopefully I make some really big changes. And that 2010 is the year where I should be a lot more brave and not worry so much about what people think of me or what people and society's expectations of me are. I just want to be able to live my life and go through 2010 doing things that I want to do, being in the places that I want to be, and just making myself happy. And even if that means upsetting some people and being a little selfless along the way, then I think I'm going to have to do that. I think 2010 should be the year where we all try to make ourselves happy first and then spread that to those that we love and make them happy. 2009 for me wasn't really a happy year. I can't look back on it and really recall any moment where I was like, yes, this is how things should be. And that's quite tragic, I think. I don't ever want another year like 2009. I want 2010 to be the year where I make lots of amazing memories, where I make myself happy, where I spread that happiness to those that I love, and I put myself on that path to the life that I think I should have. I don't want to be looking back and thinking, oh my God, that was another shit year. Let's try and do this again next year. Let's try and do it again the year after that. Life's too short. Life is way too short. And I think that if we know that we are blessed and fortunate enough to see a new year through, that we should do everything in our power to live that year to its absolute maximum potential. It doesn't even have to be a case of trying to live life to some form of plan, but I think that we should all, I think we take life for granted. We take for granted the fact that we're going to see tomorrow, that we're going to see the next year. And what causes us to feel that way? What's to say that one day we might not walk outside and get run over and die? What's to say that we might not wake up one day and, I mean, what's to say that we'll even wake up tomorrow? What's to say that in a couple of weeks' time we might not get diagnosed with some life-threatening disease that's going to kill us in a couple of months' time? We just don't know. But in our heads, we tell ourselves, oh, tomorrow's going to be another day, next year's going to be another year, and that's not guaranteed. Which is why I think it's even more important that with this new upcoming year, we do everything in our power to ensure that we do the things that make us happy, that we try and get on the path to the things that we want, and that we also take time to think about what it is that we do want. Now I know what I want my life to be. I'm going to be making choices, taking steps that get me that life. So I can be like, yes, that's one goal accomplished. And then when I've got that life, I can build on that and keep setting myself goals. So find out what makes you happy and what will continue to make you happy, and take the necessary steps to stay happy. If 2009 wasn't a happy year for you, then think why and think what would make you happy, and do all those things in 2010. Even if they're a little unorthodox, even if it makes a couple of people raise an eyebrow, it shouldn't matter. If it makes you smile, it makes you happy, and it will get you that drive and that life mojo back, then you should do that. Get yours! So on that note, I will say goodbye. Hope that you had a really nice Christmas, and I hope that 2010 brings you a great deal of happiness and optimism, and that it's a year that you can look back on with really fond memories, and you can look back on and smile. So you all stay safe, you take care of yourselves, and I will catch you all in 2010. Smile!